Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of September 20th, 2010. In cryptid news, a rare relative to the antelope was sighted in the jungles of Laos near the Vietnam border. The animal, being such a rare find that it is compared to a unicorn, was captured and caged to show authorities that the animal still existed. Shortly after the animal, known as a sawala, was photographed, the adult male specimen died. The animal is compared to unicorns, since no biologist has ever seen one alive in the wild. There are none in zoos or captivity, and the last evidence of one was a photograph taken in 1999. I want a bit kudos out to Nick Redfern, who published a post named Lair of the Beasts, Chupacabras vs. Chupacabras last week. Nick pointed out the several differences between the original Puerto Rican variety of chupacabra that is said to walk on hind legs, have wings, and many other attributes that the more recent U.S. and Mexican sightings have had. Maybe he was just riding my coattails after I made mention of it here. Oh, okay, fine. I doubt it. You can read his blog by going to the paranewsinsider.com website and looking for the link on the Paranexus Anomalous news feed on the front page. In UFO news, another Chinese airport shut down. Back in August, the Shaoshan Airport was closed due to an unknown aircraft entering airspace at the airport. Now, the Baotou Airport in China's Inner Mongolian province was temporarily shut down for almost an hour due to a UFO sighting. And in other news, while not necessarily paranormal, unless humankind has learned how to fly, I find this story very interesting. Several people in New Jersey claim to have watched a man fall in the sky, wildly moving his hands as he fell at a slight angle. Multiple teams were dispatched on land and sky to find evidence of a fall, but no sign of anything or anyone has fallen from the sky has been found. A faulty hair dryer keeps a spacecraft grounded for a year. A privately built Danish rocket will now launch in June of 2011, thanks to a hair dryer that lost power, causing a liquid oxygen tank to freeze. I'm sure there are plenty of old rock stars out there that could donate a few of those. Links to these stories can be found in the Paranexus Anomalous news feed, which I personally update for Paranexus, at paranexus.org or at the paranewsinsider.com website. Questions, comments can be directed to insider at paranewsinsider.com. Conferences, conventions, festivals, and other paranormal gatherings. Well, you missed a whole bunch this last weekend, but coming up, if you live in the Western Pennsylvania area, is the Mysteries and Paranormal Convention, October 2nd and 3rd in Sharpsville, Pennsylvania. Lorraine Warren, John Sable, Eric Altman, and myself will be in attendance. Just to let you know, we are not associated in any way with any event listed unless otherwise stated, and we cannot guarantee any information provided. Please check with the appropriate website for particular information. And for more information on these conferences and conventions, visit our events page at paranewsinsider.com. And as always, if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, just let us know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Ark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/Grand Ark Conspiracy. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Ark Conspiracy on Fate Radio. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Antareed, investigating the phantom signal. It is provided by the Podcast Music Network at podcastsafemusic.com.